Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Let's Talk TriDelta. Thanks for joining us. I'm Karen White, TriDelta's CEO and editor-in-chief of the award-winning Trident magazine. As we approach the summer and celebrate the end of another school year, after a long spring of sheltering in place and online learning, this year's celebration is a little bittersweet. There are more than 3,000 TriDelta seniors who did not get to participate in a commencement ceremony this year. They didn't get to celebrate their graduation with friends and family, and they missed out on celebrating so many of the special traditions that are reserved for that final semester of college. So as we close out our Three for You series, we're taking a week to celebrate our seniors. We're hosting a national pansy celebration and circle degree ceremonies. We're doing all we can to make sure our seniors feel the Delta love. And here on the podcast, we're celebrating seniors. In this week's Three for You, we're bringing you interviews with three TriDelta seniors we all know and love. Earlier this year at our Collegiate Leadership Conference, I had a chance to sit down with some dynamic college women. One of them is Sabor Waldo, a graduating senior and incoming chapter development consultant for TriDelta. Here's my conversation with Sabor.
With me is Sabor Waldo. She's a recent graduate of our Epsilon Theta chapter at the University of Texas at Dallas. She is a former collegiate chapter president of her chapter and also served a big role in TriDelta as a member of the Collegiate Advisory Panel, or the CAP. In her role in the CAP, she served with other collegiate women to be a liaison between the fraternity's leadership and the collegiate voice, providing insights on trends and the most impactful parts of collegiate membership today. Sabor, thank you for joining me, and thanks for joining Let's Talk TriDelta. So let's talk.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So thank you today for sharing your insights with our listeners at CLC, and then again sort of bringing those forward for our podcast listeners. On the panel today, the group talked about a number of specific topics like change management, and courageous leadership. How do those topics present themselves to you during your time as a leader in TriDelta?
I mean, I think as a leader, obviously, you know, you're experiencing change on a daily basis, right? Whether it's within your chapter or whether it's coming down from a hierarchy above an EO, you're dealing with something or what's campus changes. And I think as a leader, you have the job of juggling all these changes that come from all different directions. But in the end, it makes you a better person. It makes you a well-rounded person, and it allows you to learn about yourself, because you're not only changing as a person, you're changing as a leader, and you're also changing with your environment. So I think change obviously is being repeated multiple times throughout this weekend, because TriDelta is going through change, a positive change, a change we need. And I think it's really just going to enable us to be here for years to come and make sure that we're succeeding as women and also as an organization.
Well, it's funny that you say that, right? One of Sarah Adeshaw's favorite sayings was the fraternity renews itself every year.
Right.
Right. As we bring new members in.
Yeah.
Right. Suggesting that the only constant in TriDelta is change.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, I think that's so important, right? I mean, Sarah Adeshaw was around a very long time ago, but everything she said is still relevant, right?
Yeah.
Being kind and alike to all means that we have to renew with the country, and we have to renew with what's happening in our lives and in our chapters every single day. And I think we're seeing that. I think TriDelta is leading in that sense of, you know, it doesn't matter what background you come from. It doesn't matter what school you go to. In the end, we can come together in Dallas, over 800 of our sisters, and we can still have that foundation of togetherness because we believe in the ideals of TriDelta. So I think Sarah Adeshaw's work is still in effect today, and we're living it. So
a woman ahead of her time.
We're way ahead of our times. I think we are.
So sometimes in leadership, right, part of the challenge is to show up and be present.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that you talk a lot about being and staying present. So say more.
I think, you know, being present is a big chunk of something that a lot of people may not understand, because when you're in a leadership position or just as a woman, being present can come in very different platforms. You can be present within your chapter, you can be present within your school, but you can also be present by sending your sister a text and checking up on her, you know? And being present within TriDelta doesn't also just end in TriDelta. I believe in the big, like the big presence of TriDelta women is the effect that they have once they enter the workforce. You know, the presence that we have doesn't just stop in TriDelta, and it extends to every single job that we do. I find myself going back to like being kind and like to all. Like I say that all the time. I'm like, you know, I don't always look back and say, oh, I learned that in Tri Delta, you know, but it's something that holds a presence within me and it translates into everything that I do. Right. And I think that's the extraordinary thing about Tri Delta is, you know, we're present within Tri Delta and in her ideals, but we're also going to extend those things to the outside world.
Beautifully stated.
Thank
right?
you.
So as part of the CAP, right? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the CAP.
Yeah.
Because it's allowed a lot of powerful voices to be heard at the highest levels of Tri-Delta leadership.
Right, right? Yes.
Why do you feel like this is important as Tri-Delta continues to grow and change?
You know, I think it's important because a lot of times in an organization like Tri-Delta, people don't understand that there's a lot of moving parts. You may just look at your chapter and you're like, oh, this is it. This is where the right. world ends, right? But no, we have, there's a whole system and a whole organization that's at hand. And CAP allows for collegiate women to be a part of the table. It allows us to have a voice and say, you know what, you might be our CEO and our fraternity president might be there, but as a collegiate member, right. I want to let you guys know what I'm going through,
right.
you know, and what I'm seeing in my chapter at UT Dallas or one of my colleagues is seeing in her chapter at Alabama, because we, God knows those are very different experiences.
Very different.
So it's good. it's good for the women that are leading us above to understand what we're going through as collegiate members. And I think CAP offers an extraordinary platform for us to be able to discuss what we're going through during, you know, in our chapters.
Absolutely.
So it kind of, it bridges that gap that there is between our leadership and our leadership between our chapters. And so it's like we all come together and we're able to work for the betterment of Tri-Delta.
Well, and I can't tell you as a leader in Tri-Delta, mm-hmm. right? My responsibility to the organization I love, right?
Right.
I, you know, many years ago sat in your seat as a collegian, too many to mention today, but the idea that you all will lend your time and your talent, your perspective to this organization, right? So that we can be ensured that we are serving the needs of the membership, right?
Yeah.
That's the essence of what we are doing as Tri-Delta,
yeah.
right?
No.
And I cannot tell you how much I value what you all bring to the table.
It's so important.
As the CAP.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we're always so quick to ask, like, what is Tri-Delta going to give us? And I always told my chapter, I was like, John F. Kennedy is one of my favorite presidents. And during one of his inaugurations, he said, ask not what your country can do for you,
yes.
but what you can do for your country. So I always tell people, I'm like, you know, you can't ask what Tri-Delta is going to do for you all the time. You got to ask, what are you going to give Tri-Delta? So you can get it right back. And I think CAP is one of those opportunities where you can give to Tri-Delta. And one day, might not be tomorrow or today, but it's going to give back to you
Absolutely.
In some sort of way, you know? So I think you got to keep feeding Tri-Delta. And then eventually Tri-Delta is going to give you something
right.
great.
It's a classic pay it forward.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So you said that serving on the CAP, and I love this quote,
mm-hmm.
right? Tri-Delta transcends all barriers and concentrates on sisterhood.
Right.
So just elaborate on that a little bit for our listeners.
Yeah, you know, I think that, like I always say, like we have a lot of chapters, over 140 mm-hmm. chapters across the country. That means we come from very different backgrounds.
Right.
And there's a lot of barriers, whether it's statewide or
sure.
school-wise. There's so many different ways that we can be blocked from each other.
True.
But Tri-Delta is kind and alike to all. And I keep repeating that because it's true. And that means that it doesn't matter what country you came from. It doesn't matter if you're first generation,
right.
second generation. It doesn't matter if you're Black or white or if you're Muslim or Christian.
Right.
Tri-Delta is for you because Tri-Delta embodies every single woman in this country, let
right.
alone the world. I would think that, honestly, because we travel abroad. We see people.
Sure.
I'm always repping Tri-Delta everywhere I go.
Well done.
Yeah. So I think it transcends all barriers because there is no one kind of woman in Tri-Delta. And that means that we have a lot of different kinds of women, but we respect that.
Right.
And we take that input from that woman because I might not have grown up like that, but I respect where she came from because she's going to be able to bring something new to the table. So when I say Tri-Delta transcends all barriers, that's what I mean. And then you concentrate on your sisterhood and you're able to have this melting pot of sisterhoods
right.
because all women are coming from different, you know, parts of the world and different languages. So I think that's the beautiful part of Tri-Delta is we're not only learning about ourselves, but we're learning about different cultures and different
right.
people. And that was obviously going to help us once we enter the workforce because
Absolutely.
Then we already know what we're going to get.
Absolutely. So, but this is an important area
yeah.
right, for Tri-Delta as we meet the needs of our members.
Yeah.
You know, diversity is one thing.
Yeah.
But it has to go hand in hand with inclusion.
Yes.
And those are really two different things.
Right.
So talk to me about how you view diversity versus inclusion.
You know, sometimes I think like diversity is used in a negative term, right? People are like, oh,
yeah.
we need diversity. And I'm like, no, you actually need inclusion because
right.
you need to include different types of people, which will then give you diversity that right. you need, right?
So it's backwards.
So it's
yeah.
backwards, right?
Yeah.
So because inclusion, when I think of inclusion, I think of including, which is including all sorts of different
sure.
people, right? And then in the end, you can look and say, wow, we have a diverse group of women. But inclusion comes with making sure that every sort of woman is included, right? Whether you agree with her or not, she's going to bring something to the table, right? Sure. So I think inclusion is so important, and inclusion in turn will give you diversity, right? And that's just the way I look at it, right? And I think, you know, Tri Delta is leading that. We can acknowledge that we need more of it,
sure.
But then we can also say we're taking the steps to respectfully move in that manner to ensure that women like me, who are women of color, are having their voices heard, and also leading the way in the sense of saying, hey, like, I'm a woman of color, but I love my Tri Delta experience. And my Tri Delta experience does not differ from a woman of another color.
Right.
But we actually come together and create an even greater experience, right?
Richer,
so I think that's inclusion. Inclusion is being able to look around and say, you know, my sisters come from all walks of life, but in the end, we're still the same. And it doesn't matter. We share that sisterhood. We might not be blood, but hey, we have a deep sisterhood that's going to transcend everything.
Well, bound by powerful bonds,
hey,
as
exactly.
one might say,
yeah.
right? As one might say. So I have heard before, and I've shared this with my peers in Tri Delta, that I've diversity may mean, right, being invited to the dance, right?
Mm-hmm.
While inclusion means being asked to dance.
Yep.
How do you feel about those words? Does that resonate with you?
It does, because I think a lot of times, especially in the world we live in today, certain things are done for perception. Certain things are done for numbers, right?
Sure.
Now, I can be number one to say that Tri Delta does not work like that. Tri Delta is not doing things because we need the numbers. That's not how it works. Like, no sister is a number. The only number you have is your badge number.
Your badge number.
Other
true.
Than that,
right?
You don't have a number. You're just another sister. I mean, that's just the way it is. So I think it's great that you're asked to the dance, but you need to be asked. What you're saying is perfect, because it's great that you're there, but you also need to be, you need to have a seat at the table. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so, and our seats are colorful. We have women from all walks of life. And that doesn't just mean the color of your skin.
Right.
It means everything else that encompasses inclusion and, you know, being involved. So I think Tri Delta is doing that. And I think we're moving forward, and we're going to keep going, because sororities are changing. The world is changing. And we want to be around 10, 20 years from now.
Yes,
we do. We need to be around and also be proud that we were leading the way 20 years ago, because we don't want to look back and say, you know, we actually didn't really do what we should have done.
Sure.
But if we keep going the way we are going, and I think we will, then we can look back and say, hey, we were one of the first to say, you know, sororities are changing, and we're changing with them to ensure that we're a premier women's organization.
Yes, ma'am.
That's still going to be around 30 years from
now. Well, and honestly, I think we were preordained to be that. Right?
Yeah.
So if you think about what Sarah Ida Shaw said when she founded Tri Delta, right? She and Eleanor Dorcas Pond. We do use the word kind alike to all. We use that phrase a lot. But the way the whole phrase is that Sarah Ida Shaw invited Eleanor to found a society that shall be kind alike to all and think more of a woman's inner character than, get this, than her outward appearance or personal circumstance in 1888, right? So I don't think Tri Delta has ever had a choice but to be absolutely inclusive.
Yeah.
I think when times were tough, right, we were the first ones out there. When all of that was in question, we were the first with a non-discrimination policy.
Exactly.
I will always be so proud of that.
No, exactly. Right? I mean, it's something to be really proud of, you know, because people don't realize back then, this country was not the way it was, right? And that stuff was being said when we were at that point.
Absolutely.
Where there was clear segregation of different people, right?
Yes.
And now it's like the world is not like that. And Tri Delta was, you know, making the improvements years before we even saw the inclusion of people.
Right.
And we're still leading the way. So that's what we need to really just hone down on and say, you know what, we've always been the first ones to say we're going to change things up, and we're going to do it in a manner that really empowers women on a daily basis. And I'm proud to be in an organization that really does that.
Well, and thank you for leading the way.
Yeah,
and continuing to share important perspective to us as we work to get things right.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
as
I think
the world changes.
Yeah, it takes one person and one woman to just do a little bit. And if we combine all that together,
it's
greatness. So it's perfect.
It is greatness. All right, speaking of greatness,
yes.
right, you are passionate about serving others.
I am, yes.
You recently did some work in Zimbabwe.
I did, yes.
Right, with the South Africa AIDS Trust.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share a little bit about that experience?
Yeah. So my major was international political economy, and that's a mouthful, but it's really, at the end of the day, a combination of just economics and international relations, right? And I feel like those two go hand in hand. And I've always been really passionate about ensuring that my fellow Africans are always taken care of, you know, and that we're not always in the best of light to the world, but we have a lot of beauty. We have a lot of love. And there's a lot of things going on there that, you know, need the African diaspora to go back and give back. And so that's my big goal is in whatever I do, like I want to pay back my own country, my continent. So that's why I went and I, you know, I did that work with the Southern African AIDS Trust. And I did some incredible things like going into villages and really talking to people and understanding like what are their problems, you know, how can I help like as an outsider? So it was really, it opened a lot of doors and it really opened up my mind. And I came back and I was like, you know, there's gotta be something we can do. So I saw a couple things that I was like, you know, I can go back and maybe raise money or do little things to ensure that I'm just doing my part as a human being, you know, because I think if we just do a little bit, the world will be a greater place for it. So it was an incredible experience and it's really changed me as a woman. And I encourage everybody to go out of their comfort zone and visit another country do whatever it is you feel like you need to just go out there and make some sort of difference.
So you are amazing. I've had the opportunity to work with you and hear from you. And I just admire you so much.
Thank you so much.
What's next for you? What do you, and you know what, let's make it a broader question.
Okay.
What do you want your legacy to be in this world?
What do I want my legacy to be? That's a loaded question.
It is.
I think at the end of the day, if you drop everything that I've done, whether it's academia or work or any of that, I think I want to be known as a person who woke up every day and she wanted to be a voice for the voiceless. And she also wanted, speaking about myself in third person, but she also wanted to ensure that she left anything better than it was before she came in. That's it. Like, that's it for me. Because I think that as a woman, there's, and as a person, there's so many things that we could touch and do, but you have to give love in one thing in order for it to grow. And that's what I believe in. And I think if you just sprinkle a bit of love, sounds cliche, but if you just sprinkle a bit of love and a bit of determination and empowerment wherever you go, you don't know who you're impacting.
It's true.
So whatever person you touched or whatever thing you touched could go on to touch somebody else, right? So that's how I want my influence and legacy to be, is just that she made me want to be a better person. And so in turn, I went out and did that for somebody else. And then we just create a chain reaction of people doing greater things.
Oh my gosh. Sabo Waldo, thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you
for sharing your insights with us. Thank you for being an amazing human.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And a wonderful Tri-Delta. So we will look for great things from you, Sister Delta.
I hoped you enjoyed getting to know Sabor and seeing how well Tri-Delta is represented by amazing women in our graduating senior class. And seniors, stay tuned. We have some great things coming for you. We hope all of our members and families are remaining safe, following guidelines regarding COVID-19. Remember, there are so many Tri-Deltas serving on the front lines of this crisis in healthcare and law enforcement and other areas. Our thoughts and Delta love go out to them as they continue to serve unselfishly during this time. If you liked this 3 for You experience, you can find more 3 for You topics at tridelta.org/3for You. And if there are additional topics you'd like to hear about, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at podcast@trideltaeo.org. And please like, subscribe, and rate our podcast. You know we love 3 stars at Tri-Delta, but for our podcast, we like 5-star ratings. Thank you for talking Tri-Delta with us. Join us next time and bring you.